Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
News Talk 1110 WBT on this Wednesday morning. I'm Bo Thompson and Beth Troutman, of course, alongside. And we're going to go to the WBT hotline. And our next guest, I obviously want to get her thoughts on what happened out of Texas yesterday. But also, we lost just a political trailblazer in this community yesterday. And Ella Scarborough, who had to step down from county commission in recent months. Replaced by Wilhelmina Rimbert, but I think a lot of people have heard us talk about the story with Ella and some health issues, but she passed away yesterday, and I wanted to bring on County Commissioner Pat Cotham, who's been on many times with us, but we talked to her back when the story was developing with Ella, and she got quite emotional, and I know that's because she sat alongside Ella for many years. And Pat Cotham, thank you for getting up early with us. I appreciate that.
Oh, I'm happy to do it.
You know, I said to you off the air right before we brought you on, Ella Scarborough in recent years had been a county commissioner, but I think there's probably a generation of people out there, listeners, maybe children of listeners, that don't realize the trailblazer that Ella Scarborough was in this community. Has an African-American and, you know, ran for mayor, city council. I mean, there really isn't much she didn't do as a politician in this town.
She also ran for the U.S. Senate.
Mm-hmm.
Many years ago.
Let me just rewind it back and just at a base level. She was your friend first and foremost, right, and someone you served alongside. And I just want you to speak to what she meant to you and what she meant to this community.
I met Ella, I guess, in the early 1990s, I suppose, and I probably, you know, from a Democratic way. And I was one of the people who was the campaign worker, worked on campaigns and was involved, supporting candidates. And I certainly was involved in her campaign efforts. And, I remember many of her races. And even when she ran for mayor, it was a big deal, mm-hmm. you know, to have an African-American woman do that. And I really got to know her. And respected her, but it was really when, you know, she came on the county commission that our relationship deepened, and I appreciated her joy for life and her love of the people, and I think she made all of us better on the county commission, and she was a smart, joyful, fun woman, and she loved her family. She had a son and a daughter, and she was very close to her siblings. And, you know, she was a woman very strong in her faith, and she would often just burst into, you know, some hymn, you know, and it was always kind of shocking. She would just start singing, you know. She did it from the dais, and she did it on the campaign trail, and it was just joyful. I've been missing her for quite a while because she hasn't been at her best, you know.
Good morning, Pat. I remember just a few months ago in the county commission meeting where the discussion was happening about medical leave, and you stood up and spoke, and you were so full of emotion, and you could tell so full of love, and you could tell that this woman had a tremendous impact on your life. So I'm certain that today is one that you knew was coming, or I guess I should say yesterday was a day that you knew was coming, but I'm sure doesn't lessen the heartbreak.
No, definitely. And just to, as you mentioned, that some of those meetings, yes, I was full of love, but I was also full of anger for some of my colleagues.
Sure.
So I was, you know, that, so it was a very emotional time, but I was, I was, you know, very upset with, you know, some of my colleagues who, you know, wanted to, you know, take away her insurance and, you know, her pay that she was receiving. And so that was, you know, and as Democrats, you know, we always fight for, you know, health care and pay. And then to see that happen, it was just abhorrent. So it was, that was a very emotional meeting. I tried to let the love I had for Ella, you know, keep me from going off too hard on my colleagues. But that was a, you know, that was a very resentful time. But I wanted to speak about the love I had for Ella and what she had done, you know, for our community. Mm-hmm. And I believe my colleagues were not really aware of all that she had accomplished as a woman in Charlotte.
Well, you know, we talk about Harvey Gantt in this community, and we know the place that he has as a trailblazing African-American. Scarborough, in 1987, became the first black woman elected to Charlotte City Council. She was a district representative and then at-large in 1993, and she was the first African-American woman to ever run for mayor in this town. So,
yes.
You know, this is a woman that we will be talking about for years and years to come in this town.
Yes, she was a, you know, trailblazer. If you look up trailblazer, mm-hmm. I'm sure we're going to see a picture of Ella in the dictionary, because she definitely was that. And she, you know, it wasn't just about herself. She wanted to do it for the people who came, you know, after her. She wanted to show that, you know, if you work hard and you do this, you know, you can also be a leader. So she had insurmountable obstacles, and but she wanted to do it. It was important. It was like her moment in history, and she appreciated that. And it was, I mean, I remember those campaigns. There's a lot of campaigns I don't remember, but I remember those campaigns. And she really felt the need to do that. And even, you know, before, I think her father influenced her tremendously. I remember Ella telling me about the story when she was born, and she was not a healthy little baby. And at that time, the hospital, they did not allow, can you believe this? They did not allow African-American babies in the ICU. Mm. I mean, it's hard to imagine that hate. But her father just, you know, went to the hospital and put up a big fuss and said, my baby girl is not going to die because of your hate. And that inspired her. And she heard that story. And so she knew that she had to accomplish a lot, because her father accomplished a lot to get her to live.
Wow.
So she was a woman of a big heart and a tremendous drive for African-American women. And I can't think of anyone in my life that has accomplished more than she did.
Well, that's high praise.
That is
coming
high praise
from Pat Cotham. And you were her friend first and foremost, I know, but worked alongside her on county commission and watched her rise here in this community. And I thought, who can we talk to today mm-hmm. that can effectively talk about the legacy of someone like Pat Cotham? The legacy of Ella Scarborough. And I thought that person is Pat Cotham. And I appreciate you coming on with us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Well, thank you. You know, let's just celebrate her life. So thank you very much for calling me.